This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, if you would. And I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us. So, if you head up to the website, now look, I know some of you, you know, you don't want to buy the t-shirts, you don't want to buy the coffee mugs or anything, and that's fine. But here's the deal. It's really simple stuff. So if you want to help support the show, there's a big donate button on the website. Go hit that. Give up a cup of coffee and give me the $5 you spend for the coffee. Don't give me that. Most of you spend on what? Between $3.25 and $5 for those foo-foo drinks that they sell at that really expensive coffee. But I, myself, go to the, you know, bucket a quarter places, mostly the mom-and-pop shops. So, but anyhow, you can give me that or you know, help support the show, buy a t-shirt, buy a coffee mug, whatever it is that you want to have hanging out, I'd very much appreciate it. And then on top of that, if you give me your email address, we send out an email once a week, and we've built a pretty big list, and we'll put the product on there that we're, maybe we'll have a special that week. Maybe there's some information you need to know about or what have you. And there's a lot of good things going on that, frankly, during the week, I don't want to send you an email every day. I don't want to drive you. I hate it when people do it to me. You know, unless you want to write me a note that says, Joe, send me an email every day. I don't want it. It's something that I just think is crazy, and it just locks up your box anyhow. All right. So we've got a lot of clips tonight that I want to play. I'm going to have a lot of fun with some existing video. And the reason I say that is it's already out there. Right, we've already got this crazy, like Nancy Pelosi. I mean, God bless that woman. There's a plethora of stuff out there on Nancy Pelosi, and it's just wonderful. And now she's decided, has come to the conclusion, if you would, that if you're pro-life. They don't even call it, I mean, they've even got to the point where they don't even call it anti-abortion anymore. So now if you're pro-life, then you're against, you know, I'm not making this stuff up, this is for real. You're against clean air, right? At least that's what she's telling us. So you're against clean air, or I'm against clean air. And I find it all just so amusing. And nobody, and the bad part about it, if you think about it, nobody on her side says anything about it. Not a word. 855-REAL-JOE. So they must agree with it. They have to agree with it. Or wouldn't you say something? Most people would, I think. And that's why I said you earlier, you heard David and I were talking about her earlier. She's not a stupid woman. Come on, people. Whether you believe it or not, she's not a stupid woman. And she's got the clout, she's got the power, she knows how to raise money, she knows how to make things happen. The party needs her or wants her around. And again, as I said, they're not stupid people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with, let's hear what Little Nancy has to say. Let's see. Can I make this work?
I don't want to be a fearmonger, but this is scary. This is really dangerous, what they're trying to do.
You know, just when she said fearmonger, she said this is really scary. Her picture popped up on my screen, so, you know, take that for what it's worth. Is that an omen?
To a woman's right to choose. That's a funny thing, because they don't believe in governance. They don't want clean air, clean water, food safety, all those things that governments do.
Right, because Republicans always vote against all that stuff. What we vote against is the intrusiveness of the Democrats in those areas, how heavy-handed you are in those areas. People, you know, in California, right, they had the Americans with Disabilities Act, and they had their own version of it. And the suits that were flying all over the place. You couldn't even give a store owner a chance to fix it. In other words, if I had written the law, the first infraction of the law would have been a slap on the wrist and, I don't know, 90 days to fix it, whatever. Second time around, if they hadn't fixed it and already been served, then you give a few extra bucks. Third time around, you really nail them hard because they obviously don't want to fix it. Not the Dems. They want to nail you the first time around without due process. But that's our fault.
They don't want this, they don't want that, they don't want... But they... Big government when it comes to a woman's right to choose. Big government there. So this, we have a fight on our hands. But I'll tell you this one thing. For my first 25 years in the Congress, I was banging my head up against a brick wall trying to say to people they don't support family planning. Nobody would...
See, this is the problem. Comprehensive immigration reform means a total different thing to them. Family planning, for her, is abortion rights. For most conservative Republicans, it's not abortion rights. How about adoption? You don't want another kid? Put it up for adoption. You don't want another child? Take the precautions. It's really that easy. And she's not talking about family planning because no 13, 14, 15-year-old girl is planning a family. They made a mistake in their mind. They don't want the baby. They want it gone. They want nobody to know about. They want it done, finished with. Come on, let's call these things what they are. Why play the games? If you so much believe in killing, just call it out and live with it. We'll do more on Nancy on the other side of the break. Joe, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. Are you going to miss the Pelosi-nator? You don't want to do that, Dad, do you? We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sorry, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always love having you with me. Love having you comment, whether it be in the chat room or through texting or that kind of thing. Listen, head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me your email address, sign up for texting. You want to send a text to TRS to 55222. Send TRS to 55222. And again, you know, we're talking about Nancy Pelosi. Here's a woman. Yes. Very powerful woman, powerhouse in the Democrat Party, whether you like it or not. And she can't get her thoughts together, but wants to, putting it together that pro-life people, not some, but pro-life people have no problem with having dirty air, dirty water, and all this other stuff. Just amazing how she equates one to the other. So apparently if you're into life, you're into taking it by having dirty water, dirty air, and I don't know. It's just dumber than dumb. Take a listen.
I would believe that until just a few years ago, they decided they were going, when they had the majority, that they would take away all the funding for Planned Parenthood. They don't believe in family planning.
Planned Parenthood is family de-planning, Nancy. I mean, can we make a distinction? Family planning is how to have a family, when you should have how many kids, and how you pay for those kids, and how you know, where you're going to live. And really, it's simple. It's really simple stuff. But she can't seem to pull it together. She thinks family planning has to do with some kind of human pruning or something.
So it's not just about terminating a pregnancy. It's about
It's about killing a baby. But anyway, go ahead.
Sending money going to people. If you don't like terminating a pregnancy, you should love family planning, right? But they do not support that.
She lost me. If you don't support having, you know, lots of kids, then you should support family planning. Yes, in the purest sense of the term, not in your sense of the term. I want you to plan before the baby's brought into being, not after.
Support that.
Medicare for All is one of the ideas that is on the table. All of us agree that we should have health care for all Americans. We want to do it with the highest quality, the most accessibility, and the way that it can be fiscally responsible.
That's perfect, Nancy. How about morally responsible? Can we go down that road? Would that be something that you might not be able to answer or deal with? I'm just asking. She makes the claim in plain simple English that pro-lifers or advocates for pro-life, they hate people. They don't want clean air. What about the people being terminated? Don't we love those people? You don't seem to like them at all. Right? I mean, any kind of pro-life lawmaker is pro-dirty air, pro-dirty water, pro-tearing the planet apart. The woman is a sick individual. No kidding. But she will tell you, you ready for this one? She'll tell you she's doing God's work. You can find that all over the place where she says she believes that the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party is the one that's doing God's work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Did I do the story about Clarence Thomas the other night and laying the groundwork? I mean, he is laying the groundwork, along with some others, to take another look at Roe versus Wade. I don't see why that's such a problem, though. There's a lot of people in the left that are petrified. Right? And it's not up to the court to decide, in essence, what's right and what's wrong. It's up to the court to decide whether it's constitutional or not. It's up to the court to decide whether something with a heartbeat. Does anybody else? And we've heard this story over and over and over again. You can go to jail for years, decades, for taking eagle eggs. Eggs! You don't know if they're going to be born. You don't know if they're going to be eaten by another animal. This is the animal world, too, mind you. You can go to jail for decades for taking eagle eggs, but yet killing a baby, not so much. I mean, there's so much hypocrisy around abortion, it's pathetic. I would love to have a true abortionist on that would answer the questions. I ran across this article the other day that I thought was quite interesting. I hope, you know, hope you think it'll be, too. It's about the about Trump pulling or exiting from the Paris Agreement. And you won't hear this in the news like we talked about earlier, because frankly, he was right. He was right to do it. You know, 2 years ago when President Trump announced he would begin the formal process of withdrawing the United States from the Paris Climate Agreement, at the time, remember, the media? Nuts. Out of their minds. Couldn't keep them contained. Right? Famed physicist Stephen Hawking said that Trump's actions would push Earth over the brink. Right? We won't be able to last. It'll be just so bad. But it wasn't. We're still here. The globe has not exploded. People, we're still around. I love this. And again, he is a bad, hateful man. Now, the article goes out to lay out that the Paris Agreement has also been a real giant exercise in symbolism. They really haven't done anything. It doesn't really stand for anything. It wouldn't come close to causing any climate problem to speak of. Even on the terms of alarmists, whether one thinks climate change is a minor issue to watch or a full-blown existential crisis, doesn't matter which it is. You're not going to change it with what they call that climate accord or whatever they were calling it. And, you know, the other thing that by Trump pulling out of that, by Trump giving it less credibility, which is, I believe, what he did, that gave permission to scientists and others to have an alternative mindset to approach it a little differently. So you can't say, you know, you're against everybody. The most important point to emphasize is that the Paris Agreement was not going to deliver humanity from the scourge of climate change or anything else like that. Because you didn't have the two biggest, you know, criminals in this picture, China and India, were exempt from this thing. So how exactly would that have helped? Just asking. As if, you know, even if all the countries, including the U.S., which is still technically part of the agreement, met the Paris Pledge, you know, warming is projected to hit 3.0 degrees Celsius, well beyond safe levels. And if you want to know where and when, you got to come back. Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have- USA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve announced earlier today that it would not make any change to the current interest rate despite pressure that the central bank should slash rates in order to support the nation's economic expansion. Fed officials voted 9-1 to keep the lending rate between 2.25 and 2.5%. Wall Street spiked when the announcement was made after what had been a mostly flat day of trading ahead of that decision.
The Trump administration has rolled back another regulation, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Trump administration completing one of its biggest rollbacks of environmental rules, replacing a landmark Obama-era effort that tried to wean the nation's electric grid off coal-fired power plants. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler signing the replacement rule, giving states leeway in deciding whether to require efficiency upgrades at existing coal plants.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for joining the show. Thanks for being with me. Again, if you want to get notified when the show is going to start, you want to go ahead and text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right. We were talking about the president pulling out of the, the Paris Accords for climate, I don't know, what do you want to call it, climate change, global warming, cooling. And you're finding out that it wouldn't have helped. None of it would have helped. Would have been a lot of money would have exchanged hands. A lot of money would have went through the system, which is what they want. Look, I grew up in Boston, and many of you know. And politics and the mafia went hand in hand, if you know what I mean. And you couldn't get a job done, a large job done, without lots of money going through, politicians in others' hands. And some of you may have, go look it up someday, the Big Dig. And it was, the redigging, the redoing of the tunnels from Boston to the airport and putting a lot of the overhead trains and highways or freeways underground, going through parts of the city. That's right, lots of tunnels on the East Coast. Couldn't do them here because they'd fill up with dirt every time there was an earthquake. But money had to change hands. That was the only way those projects weren't going to go through. And everybody knew when they first put out the project for the Big Dig, the numbers that the government was giving and guaranteeing, everybody knew it was going to be 50 times what they first said. They were joking about it. And it was. And many, 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 many people got rich off of that. Romney was governor during part of that. Give that some thought. So you have to have this mega bucks going through hands before anybody will get behind it, especially in you know, when it comes to legislation. And that's what this whole thing with global climate, cooling, warming change, you know, 95% of the scientists are not on board with this. That is an out-and-out lie that they're telling you. It's 95% of the scientists that replied to the paper that was put out, to the request that was made, asking scientists. So they sent out like 6,000 requests. They got 300 back. I mean, it's really a ridiculous amount. I'll look up the exact numbers one of these days. But, I mean, that's how ridiculous it was. Under normal science, you know, procedures and processes, that would have been a non-number, would it not? It would be a non-number. They wouldn't even been able to include that in their findings. But Al Gore says it's real. It must be. The figures actually show it. When you look at the numbers of what the accord would have done, that the actual policies that now in place, right, they projected warming of 3.3 degrees Celsius, and the ones that they were going to put in place wouldn't have brought it down at all. Well, none to speak of over the next 20 years, like a 3.0, from 3.3 to 3.0. Think about that. It would have no real effect on the climate. So how long do you play with this? How long do we allow them to keep? It's like I always say to you guys, would you keep going to the same mechanic? I'll bring it down to that level. We won't even talk doctors and lawyers or tax people. Would you go to the same mechanic as every time you took it to him and he told you it was one problem and he fixed that and you paid him for it and that didn't fix it? And you brought it back. How many times would you go back to that same person to have them diagnose and fix your problem? Because if it's more than three, then my question would be, where is your sanity? And that's what's happened here. These people change on a yearly basis. Right? I mean, there's nothing here that has come true the way they said it was going to come true. For example, you talk about Orrin Cass back in 2015 explained that the intended national determined contribution of India and China were arguably less ambitious than what would probably happen under business as usual. In other words, India and China's initial bids for what they could do to help in the battle against climate change involved no sacrifice. They weren't going to make any real changes. But this was a great thing to do. Do you see the logic? That they're not using the gray matter between their ears. There's no way. Even more hilarious was a comment in an article, I think it was 2017, where Pakistan was quoted in pledging, let me see, committed to reduce its emissions after reaching peak levels to the extent possible. What does that mean? So in other words, until they hit the highest level they could in bad emissions into the air before they wiped out the whole, you know, community, then they would think about backing it down. How is that good for everybody? Again, we would be taking on the brunt of this, believing somehow that everybody would follow along because we're so wonderful and righteous and everybody wants to be like us to the point where they're willing to do this kind of thing. It's more than amazing. It's more than funny. God bless America. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation. Let's see if we can find something a little more lighthearted. Let's see if I can find something to drive you, like, deeper into this darkness, but in a lighthearted way. After years, students began a petition to remove the traditional California mission bell from campuses. The University of California, Santa Cruz has capitulated and announced Friday that the bell will be removed. Terrible. Nasty. It's a terrible thing. California mission bells, they marked the path of the historic El Camino Real, the 700-mile trail that connected the 21 California Spanish missions. The bells are a common way of recognizing state history, and they marked the route of the El Camino Real since 1906. Hundreds of them marked the trail. This is hilarious. So, again, the way we fix history is to deny it and hide it. That's what they're doing. The Los Angeles County seal included the missions because the missions were such a major part of settling California. I mean, a major part of history. What are we going to do with the history books? They're going to start talking about the pseudo-religious historic background of some of these warehouse-looking buildings? Because when you take the cross off of the buildings, the old Spanish missions, that's what they look like, warehouses. 21 Spanish missions caused that much mental anguish. And you're telling me the problem is with the missions. The problem is between the ears. The problem is the snowflakes that you guys have raised. That's what the problem is. Really. Bells that represent a mission and a trail. However, the UCSC's announcement of its decision, the university emphasized that the bells are viewed by many populations as a symbol of racism and dehumanizing of their ancestors. University administration has communicated, well, look at, if that's the attitude you're going to take, then let's leave America. Yeah, let's leave the U.S. The Native Americans see us exactly like that. Everything that we represent to the Native Americans, and I'm doing it their way, represents dehumanization, racism. Remember, we had to take those savage redskins and tame them, teach them English. Teach them our ways of life. Teach them religion. Yes, we did that to them. Good, bad, or indifferent is not what I'm dealing with here, but I mean, think about that. We took their culture away from them because it wasn't good. We were going to make them civilized. So if we use what the Dems, if we use what these young people, then all of it goes back. All of it. The university administration has communicated with the Valentin Lopez, Amar Mutzen tribal band chairman, who called the bells deeply painful. They're symbols that celebrate the destruction, domination, and erasure of our people. With a little bit more of that on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up. We'll be back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. Oh, we are in some kind of warp, don't you think? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855. Somebody's yelling. 855-732-5563. We always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly just truly being part of the conversation, being part of the process, being part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. Anyway, again, always a pleasure. Always loving having you around and having you part of the just the ongoing, I guess, conversation is the best term. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. You can give me your email address, joe@therealside.com. If you have a comment you want to make, let's just get back into it. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Back in California, you know, again, with a group of people that just feel that if history makes you feel bad, if history or symbols of history make you feel uncomfortable, then get rid of it. Just get rid of it. And in this case, they're talking about getting rid of the bells, the historic mission bells in California, which are a big part of California. Look at it, I'm not a fan of Californians. I'm somewhat stuck here, but I'm not a fan of California. I don't like what's going on in the school systems. I don't like what's going on in the education world. But now you're having to remove these bells because there is a group that feels like it dehumanized them. It's part of history. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's there. There's plenty of symbols of negative history in these United States around. And the way you keep from going back to those things, of doing them again, is knowing about them, having them in your face. You know, you talk about the Confederate flag and what it means to the black community. I get, and I've got black friends, and I get that it's oppressive. It's a reminder of what was done to them. But it's also a reminder of what we should never do again. And you can take this utopian attitude as some people have taken that, well, we should just know that, we should just teach our people that, and they should know that everybody's equal. Well, apparently they didn't at one time. And they didn't understand the consequences. Apparently people have been treated in the past, like, you know, at Auschwitz, through those concentration camps that really aren't concentration camps that we really have here. Yeah, okay, whatever. God bless. And that's all part of this history thing that we can't have any part of because it makes us feel bad. It should make you feel bad. We've done some dumb things as a country, but you know what? But we have made them right. We have made, quote-unquote, reparations, if you would. You know, it's really funny that when Lincoln wanted to give, and I don't, you know, I'm not going to go deep into this, but think about it. Lincoln had set up reparations, right? A mule and 40 acres. Yeah, do your history and find out who took it away from him. After all that fighting, after all those people that died, find out who stopped that from happening and why. Really that simple. Are you going to go, oh, psh, no kidding, that was easy. So again, these California mission bells have to go because they deeply pain, well, probably the Native Americans. And the reason behind that, again, is because we had to tame the savage. We had to turn them from savage into civilized human beings. I don't know what that meant. I don't know, putting shoes on them, making them comb their hair, cut it short. I don't know. I have no idea. But those people thought they were doing the right thing. See, here's the difference. It's funny how they let Planned Parenthood signs stay up everywhere. When the people of the day back in with the Native Americans, they thought they were doing the right thing. They thought they were helping these people step up and have a better life and be able to fend for themselves and not have to live in the wild of the land. That's really what they thought, for the most of them anyhow. When Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood, her whole goal was to decrease the black community, maybe even wipe it out. It wasn't making their life better. Making her life better in her mind. Making the white folks' life better. But it wasn't to make the life better for the African-American community. She had no want to do that. But yet her you hold up in high esteem, the bells have to come down. You're hypocrites. And really what it boils down to, you're nothing but hypocrites. UCSC, Vice Chancellor for Business and Administrative Services, Sarah Latham said that Lopez's comments were such a compelling statement of impact, adding that she's pleased at the university's ability to work in partnership with the band toward removal of the bell. Now, he said it was a consistent reminder of disrespect to his tribe or to the tribe's values. But it is part of history. Good, bad, or indifferent is part of history. People won't, you know, it's like Columbus Day, right? Italian Day, I jokingly call it. Now we can't have it. Now it's Indigenous Peoples Day because Columbus wiped out millions of Native Americans. It's a lie. It's not true. It's what's being sold to the left, but it's not true. Well, if he didn't show up here, he would have brought the disease and other things that he did. Yeah, right. So if nobody ever came here, that would have happened, right? But it did. It's part of history. It's part of when you want to start rolling back. You want to go through to the beginning of time and start rolling back every conquest. Give the land back to the original people who originally had it. Are we supposed to give it back in the same shape we got it in? Let that sink in for a minute. Because Boston wouldn't look anything like it does now. Neither would New York, for that matter. The people who want this and others like to know that they can't get anything of substance done, so they focus on symbolic things. Why? See, that's the other thing. Why focus on taking them down? I would use them as teaching points, teaching moments. Maybe somebody should put a whole class together behind what those bells did, what they meant, what they actually did to the Native American community. Maybe that's a better lesson overall, don't you think? Or is the best lesson is to wipe it out and make sure nobody even asks questions about it? God forbid we have that happen as well, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see. I got so many good ones, I don't even know where to start. The next hour, we're really going to hit reparations hard. Because I'm tired of hearing about this, too. And the people that I know, the friends of mine, the black friends of mine, they all say the same thing. We don't want reparations. We want safer cities. We want better lives. We're back at it again in school, too, real quick. Got another Querying God class. I love these. I think it's great. It's like everything has to be made to somehow be part of or wrapped around the LGBTQ community. Right? God has to be queer because you hang around with people that are queer. Right? God has to be gay or lesbian because you hang around people that are gays or lesbians. Have you even read the Bible? Do you even know a verse of the Bible, a real verse of the Bible, what it means? I mean, the Bible says that God's neither male or female, so how can he be queer? How can he be gay? How can he be lesbian? How can he be transgender? Does it make you feel better thinking that God's part of your clan? Or any clan, for that matter? I mean, I don't get it. I don't get what the reasoning is behind it. He is referred to in the male. Swarthmore College offers a course on Querying God, most recently taught during the spring of 2019. It provides a feminist and queer perspective of the Bible, while also exploring God's gender identity. The course taught by Professor Gwen Kessler, and these are all taught by women. I love these classes. All these classes tearing down men and tradition are always done at the feminist study level, and they're always done by women. You take that for whatever you want to take it for. The professor questions whether God is masculine or feminine through the examination of feminist and queer writings. Its course description says the class stretches the limits of gendering and sexing the divine. Wow. Key themes of the class also outlined in the course include gender, embodiment, masculinity, liberation, sexuality, and feminist and queer theory. It's funny how they really get in there and they have to make it so that Jesus must have been gay because he hung around with 12 guys. And then one group wants to make him married, right, because he hung around with Mary. Mary was always around him. So he must have been having some fun with Mary. It's like they can't leave anything alone. Everything has to somehow be twisted around to fit their thought process. Now, there's a big part of the student community that wants more representation in the LGBTQ world. So now let's spread that to the Bible. Why not just leave certain things alone? If you have to work at it, if you have to skew it, twist it, and bend it to make it work, yeah, maybe it's not so true, huh? Querying the Bible is a similar course for the institution offers, which uses biblical readings from a queer and transgender perspective. How does that work? Do you read every scripture and try to figure out how it would look if he was a gay or a lesbian? Makes no sense. So we'll see your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. If you're coming back, we've got a lot more coming up. And you won't want to miss it. We'll be back in a little bit.